Hello, listeners. If you like this show, please go to iTunes and subscribe. Rate and review our show. Thanks.
We've got two awesome sponsors, including Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions, in case your tractor hits a cow. It's a TagCast podcast.
Wait.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch.
I'm getting made for this, boys.
The TagCast podcast starts right now. Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
And welcome. It's the TagCast podcast, episode 435. Probably somewhere around episode 150, right?
Real close, yeah.
I'm Gatch.
I'm going to calculate that up. That's my new name.
All right. Did you know?
What?
I'm going to calculate that up real quick. Did you know that? We've almost had as many episodes as Seinfeld or something.
Almost. Well, they had 200, I think.
Yeah. But how many did One Day at a Time have?
Probably not near as many as those, because those didn't go as long back in the day. But
they didn't.
Huh. All right, well, yes, I am Terry Guile. This is the TagCast. He's Dustin Gatch. Mm-hmm. And we got Queens of the Stone Age playing live in the studio with us today. Kidding. This is live from the Jules Holland show. Of course, every time I start talking, it starts glitching out because Kindles are cool, but they're not all that. But I think the song's called I Sat by the Ocean.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Just to watch the waves.
Oh, okay.
Like if no one had said hi to you today, like at least the ocean waves at me.
Do you think he wrote that song in the studio or did he write it sitting by the ocean?
I don't know. Hey, Josh. Josh Hummy, if you're listening, send us a message on our Tumblr.
Because do you see Josh as the type of person that would take pen and paper when he goes to sit on a beach?
No. I doubt it. Maybe he'd take an iPad.
I don't know, man. You'd get sand in there and stuff, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
you'd
just buy another one. He's probably rich.
Oh.
He's only 40. And he's got a lot of records out that probably bring him a little bit of money. He does a lot of touring. I'm sure he lives a comfortable lifestyle. He
sure
can afford to take a Kindle or an iPad down to the beach. Maybe.
He just has his beach Kindle.
Yeah. This is the one I just take in the beach in case there's sand in it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm kind of excited to hear
Roll around in the back of the trunk.
To hear the new Queens coming up here in about a month. They'll be releasing the album. They've been leaking all kinds of little snippets of songs on their website and live versions of songs playing on TV shows overseas.
The more they release, the more questions I have.
Okay. What's your question?
I don't know. Okay. They're not only unanswered questions, they're
asked.
They're unformed questions.
Okay. So
they're not informed, they're unformed.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, anytime.
Shut up, Jules, you fucking idiot.
Jules? Jules who?
Jules Holland. You ever watch that show? It's a BBC. It's called Later with Jules Holland. Great set by Queens of the Stone Age. I'm Jules Holland. He's really excited and his voice is kind of high.
Are you a fan?
Sometimes he runs out of breath when he's trying to talk really fast.
Are you a fan of dialects?
Yeah, I like different dialects.
You know, dialects die.
Lex.
Dialects die, and there's recently one in the South. That the youngest
people that are speaking this dialect are in their mid-60s.
Huh.
It's a Russian, or not a, it's a Texas German dialect.
That's kind of strange.
Yeah. They just kind of stopped passing it around. And
what does it sound like when you speak Texas German?
I don't know. They got a site. One, there's a guy out there who's going around recording the people.
I bet it would sound
speaking.
Something like
he
this.
He says there's nobody alive that he has met that speak it the same.
It'd be all Guten Tag, Guten V. Gates, you son of a bitch.
Maybe, yeah. But he said, yeah, nobody alive today speaks it exactly the same.
Off Wiedersehen.
There, how do you say...
Donkey Shane, you son of a bitch.
How do you say...
why does people from Texas...
Steer in Germany.
why do people from Texas always say, you son of a bitch?
Yep, yeah. Or,
oh, George Costanza, you son of a bitch.
How what would be German for the steers and queers and horns or the stars at night?
Guten Tag, you fucker. If you're from Texas, you always got to use a fucking cuss word in your sentence.
Oh, yep, and some beef.
Some beef in your sentence. Hey, if you're going to get sentenced to something, it might as well be a year's worth of free beef from fucking Les Schwab Tires.
Have you ever done that deal?
No.
My friend did that one time, and he got the roast or whatever. You know, he's like, well, they can't fuck up a roast or whatever, right, you know?
Les Schwab can fuck up roast.
Dude, he said it was all fucking fat.
Gristle City, huh?
Yeah, he said that it was just a big old... It was the nastiest thing he'd ever...
God damn it, Les.
Yeah, he said that the next time he went there, he just told them no. He didn't want it.
I want the tires still, yeah, but the beef, you can keep it.
Yeah, I don't know why you wouldn't go there if you didn't get the free beef, because otherwise, other than that, the tires are really expensive.
Give it to some Ethiopian kid.
They tout, like, excellent service, and maybe they do have excellent service, but other places seem to give the same kind of service, like, you know, balancing of your tires and stuff like that, and maintenance if there's popped, I mean.
But are they running to serve you?
No, they just don't advertise that they're willing to do that stuff.
Right.
You know, because they want you to ask for it, you know, but they're not going to like, hey, well, let's throw in some extra work down the road for you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's Les Schwab's whole pitch, and they charge for it, you know. They got the free popcorn in there and fucking.
Yeah, fucking in the waiting room.
I haven't been in there since, like, there was a 13-inch TV in the waiting room, so that's been a long time. It's got to be, because they probably...
They got flat screen in there now, I'm sure.
I don't know. They probably still have a 13-inch TV, and they probably still have the same popcorn in the machine.
Yeah, I didn't even read any when I was in there, but I don't go to Les Schwab a lot because of the fact that they're just a little bit too expensive, in my personal opinion.
Go to Costco, man. It's worth the $50. You get, like, a free membership for a year. And you get cheaper tires with a bigger warranty.
Yeah. And so where were you hearing about this dialect stuff you're talking about?
Oh, my news source. I got a news source over in Hollywood.
Did you know that less than 10% of the population can speak three or more languages?
Really?
That's not very many. Yeah. A little bit. Yep.
Can you say Boston?
Boston?
Yeah, okay.
That's the only way I can say it.
I know. That's what I think it is.
The Boston Globe says.
That makes me crack up every time. Because you just have a great Boston accent when you say Boston.
You know what's hilarious? Did you watch Saturday Night Live last Saturday?
I did not.
Ben Affleck.
Okay. Ben Affleck?
Yeah. So they had a skit about Argo, the movie. Uh-huh. You know about that?
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
I don't know much about it, but so this guy from another country who's played by Fred Armisen said he's remaking it and he's going to play Ben Affleck. I fucking was actually laughing my ass off because Ben Affleck.
For a second, you're talking about in the movie.
No, this is on Saturday Night Live, and Ben Affleck played the sound guy for the guy who was playing Ben Affleck, and they were like, some might think his Boston accent isn't that great, but he always says parking cars in Harvard Yard every time before he gets into a line just to get into character. And that's what that guy called when he talked about that guy that called Sean Revere.
Oh yeah.
He called in and said that him and old Barry O'Toole used to pot cause in Harvard Yard.
Yep.
And I thought that was ironic. And he would say that, Fred Armisen would say that every time before he started a line. He's like, pot and cause in Harvard Yard. And then he would say the line.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, that's not because he doesn't know it. That's how dedicated he is to the role.
Uh-huh.
And they were totally just bagging on Ben Affleck, and he was fucking cracking up. It was pretty good-hearted of him to not take offense. But don't see why they had him for the season finale.
I wonder if he brought that as, like, maybe one of the actors that was his technique.
Yeah.
And then he's like,
talking cause in Harvard Yard.
He's like, dude, that was funny, because he'd do it every time, because, you just edit it out, right?
They left it in, though.
Yeah, and then that one.
Balkan cause in Boston. So yeah, speaking of dialects and all that stuff, on the show today, we have an excerpt from a interview that I had with a guy who doesn't really have a human dialect. His name is Hubert Roman. He's actually a cyborg XQJ-37.
Uh-huh.
Actually, he's XQJ-41 now because his creator had him modified. You can hear all the details coming up probably in about 10 minutes. We're going to roll that. I just wanted to let you guys know that that's coming up. Exclusive interview with our first droid.
They're R2-D5.
No.
R5-D2.
No,
they're old ones.
Oh. They're a real thing?
Yeah. There was a black droid.
Huh.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different ones. I saw R2-D2 that was painted black and gold, and I was like, I don't know where that comes from. And then I did a little research, and la 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 la, and there it was.
I did a little research, and da 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 da.
Yep.
So you remember I was talking about that guy from As I Lay Dying who he pled not guilty or whatever?
Yeah.
Check out this latest turn of events.
All right.
Now, all right. You sound like me off Tom Topics.
Yeah.
All right. They're saying that he was on steroids when that happened, so.
Who?
The guy from As I Lay Dying.
Oh, yeah, he was on roids when he...
hired the guy to kill his...
When he hired the guy, but, okay, so how long was it between the time that he hired the guy and the guy tried? Because was he just roided out the whole time?
I don't know, it's just that... Oh, it says... let's see. What's it say here? Sorry about that, you guys. It's called not being ready.
Roids are very popular amongst singers.
To help them with their voice and then their...
Mm-hmm. Their recovery, yeah. And Rod Stewart said, in the music industry, it's very predominant. You got to roid up, because you got to sing for 2 hours, give it your all, 3 hours sometimes.
And jumping around on stage
night.
Like a madman. Okay, mm-hmm. It says here that his lawyer said that he was taking steroids before being arrested for allegedly hiring a hitman to kill his wife. I don't know what that has to do with
it. So he hired and then he started taking roids.
I guess. He was arrested May 7th for allegedly attempting to hire an undercover detective to kill his estranged wife, Megan, and mm-hmm. he pleaded not guilty. His lawyer said he had recently become interested in bodybuilding and eating healthy and had been taking nutritional supplements and steroids. His thought processes were devastatingly affected by his steroid use.
Dude, he probably asked his steroid dealer where he could find a guy to kill his wife. Mm. You know, right? Because you're just hanging out in a car, you're getting some roids, you just hooked up, and then they just shot you in the butt, because you're like, can you help me out real quick, get a fix real quick, right?
Jeez, this fucking...
And then, you're just like, man, I've really had it with my old lady, I'm going to... You just know anybody you're like. Because who else would he know that's like, would do that?
Yeah, nobody.
I don't know.
I don't know. And so I remember I told you his bail was $3 million. This is like bartering from Pawn Stars. So they said $3 million. And the fucking lawyer goes, how about $250,000? And the judge goes, $2 million. That's it. So he got $1 million off by asking for $250,000.
Sure.
That's crazy. Warwick said that was too high for his client. Said obviously he's too high.
Yeah.
He's obviously hired the right people to kill his ex-wife. I don't understand. He Must have really hate. Must have really hated her. She must have been a biatch.
Something. I don't know what. Yeah. Why? I don't know. He's probably on tour most of the time.
Seems like it, or in the studio, or doing something. Yeah. You know.
Hmm.
I don't know. Somebody posted. Oh, Chris Rock posted a picture of himself with Eminem in the studio.
Nice.
I wonder if they're going to do an album.
CB4 coming back at ya.
Yeah, he was a good rapper, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So, Block 4 action.
You know what's going on over in the Midwest with all the poop soup?
Poop soup?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh. Well, in the Midwest, what it is you got the manure pits beneath the factory hog farms. It's starting to ooze a poop foam, and it's explosive.
Ooh.
Trapping the toxic gas in manure and causing explosions, including one that killed 1,500 pigs.
Whoa.
Yeah. And they don't know its cause. What they're saying is that they just found a bubbly substance, fecal soup, in some farms, growing to a thickness of up to 4 feet and then trapping the gas underneath it.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're saying, though distillers' grains entered hog food rations around the time the issue began, there's also an antibiotic that may have led to the whole shit going on.
Huh.
The whole thing is that, you know, you don't really, if you're in a factory farm, I mean, you wouldn't know. How often would you check your manure trap underneath 1,500 pigs, man?
Yeah. I would
probably like once a season.
Yeah.
You'd probably go and hose it out or something after you just slaughtered them all. So, I mean, you wouldn't check underneath there. Next thing you know, bam, big old methane gas trapped under some poop foam.
Man.
So, you know, I mean, all these interesting chemicals that these things aren't supposed to be eating or whatever, or just, you know, the... You just don't know the effects. We still don't even know the effects of cell phones, really, on us, as far as, like...
Oh, no.
cancer is involved, although...
I do know people. Well, one person in particular who used to always carry her cell phone in her, and now in her bra there, and my daughter's been doing it, my 15-year-old, and I'm telling her, don't carry your cell phone there. Don't you remember what happened to Becky? And she's like, oh, that was a coincidence. And I was like, and besides... I move it to the other side, and I was like, so it'll be equally spread to both of them, so you can have an Angelina Jolie when you're...
Yeah, so instead of having one removed when you're 30, you'll have them both removed when you're 35.
Or 20.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I mean, well, they're saying, you know, a lot of it is they know the genetics now, and you can go and get tested and see if... I mean, that's how she went in and pretty much got down to the percentage... told of what her would be, and it was like 87, so she made the decision based on that. 87 would be pretty high, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like we discussed last week, I think, so... I don't know. That would be one of those things I'd just be scary to go and have tested.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to do it. Don't make me go.
Yeah. I don't want to know.
Don't make me go.
Yep.
Do you like mallard ducks?
Sure.
What's your opinion on mallard? You do?
Oh, well, ducks are very, especially mallards, they got that bluish green. Their heads are very awesome looking.
Oh, so you like the looks of them.
Well, what else are you, as far as, well, the taste is, I don't know the difference between a mallard duck and any other duck as far as taste.
Well, I ate a duck once at a Christmas dinner, and I was really gamey. Maybe it wasn't cooked right, maybe it
Well, it is gamey. Because it is game.
Yeah, it was not a fun game for me. But
no, I'm more it is a wild animal, though.
I'm more talking about the mallard duck's, what do you call it? Their actions, the things that they do. Not more.
Oh, like when they flap their wings?
Yeah. Or the fact
that... goofy.
Okay, well, did you know...
The ducks look goofy when they're out there.
I got something that might change your opinion of the mallard duck.
What if it?
It's the only animal who reproduces exclusively by gang rape. And mallard ducks have been known to partake in homosexual necrophilia. Now what do you think?
At the same time?
What, during the gang rape?
Well, I guess if you're...
No, that's... They just... They exclusively...
Necrophilia, they probably wouldn't care what sex, right?
No, they well, it seems that it would say here that they are known to partake in necrophilia.
Yeah, but that's what that's how they have to, though. Deers do the same thing, right? Well, not...
What?
They don't do the gang rape, but they do, like, a similar thing to where they...
Do they fuck other dead deer?
No. What they do is they circle around and then run and jump up and ram.
Yeah.
With their penile dart.
But that ain't homosexual necrophilia.
No, well, no, that's not what I was talking about. I was referring to the gang rape because, I mean, come on. You think of, like, have you ever seen a duck dick?
I haven't.
Well, neither have I.
Never seen a cat penis either.
So, I mean, you don't, you're like, dealing with, like, a thumbtack.
Ouch.
Trying to hit, I don't know.
Black hole?
Yeah, and so, like, you know, if you want the hen to get pregnant, you're just going to have a bunch of people just running up and just, like, trying to slap it in there and hopefully get it right.
Obviously,
that's how they have to populate.
Peacocks don't gang rape.
Yeah, but they're a little... Obviously, I guess they're a little bit taller for accessible.
They get
fucked.
Peacocks get fucked by
people. Maybe ducks have huge dicks and then it hurts, and so the chicks just... They don't do nothing, so they just got to be like, hey, you're taking it.
The more I find out about the animal kingdom, the more I don't really like animals.
Really?
Dolphins rape people.
Mm-hmm.
Ducks rape each other.
Mm-hmm.
Gangnam style. The ducks fuck other gay ducks that are the same sex.
Mm-hmm. Howard the Duck.
Now, what do you think would happen to a group of humans if they were found to be partaking in this type of bullshit? Oh, there's these people. They live over in the Lebanon area. They're called Lebanonians. Mm-hmm. And they only reproduce by gang rape. And sometimes they partake in homosexual necrophilia. But, you know, they're mammals. They're from Lebanon. It's okay.
What would be funny, though, is like you just like you see some lady cross on the street in Lebanon and you just see like 10 dudes behind them flapping their arms and then just like running up and jumping at her butt and she's across the street. One of them would probably get it in there eventually. It'll probably be the last one.
Yeah, I don't know, dude.
She'll probably be on the ground and flopping around, but...
But...
I don't know.
You don't.
Yeah. Do you think it's right, though? Because probably a lot of those mallards take advantage when you yourself go out there and you sit on the bench and you're tossing bread out over to the ducks and they bend over to pick them up and then, now the mallard coming up. Oh, it's now to get a gang raped. You're an accessory to duck rape.
That was the sound of a little baby duck getting raped by a group of mallards.
It did sound like it, too.
That was
I lived by quite a few ducks back in my younger days, so I saw all that going on. I know exactly what you're talking about.
So it gives a whole new meaning to the phrase, go ducks.
Yeah. Because like, a lot of times they will. They'll sit and they'll peck at the bugs in the grass, you know,
yeah,
where they are, and then you'll have, like, a couple, and then you'll see, like, one just go and try to, like, it'll get a little bit of flight going, and then try to land on another one of them, and then they'll go, bark, 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 and it'll kind of, like, scurry off, and then you'll see, like, two or three of the other ducks following them, and that's what it does, just all they do, back and forth all day long. Yeah.
Yeah, so next time you yell, go ducks, just think, go ducks, go gang rape. Go homosexual pedophilia.
Well,
oh, wait.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Bestiality.
Yeah, that was it. Well, no, it's not best. It's not the best when you're a duck yourself.
Yeah, it's not.
If a mallard rapes a duck, that's just a duck fucker. You duck fucker.
Yeah.
Did you know?
Well, they got the maggots in there, too, that would like, oh, you know, a little
maggots.
Vibro action.
Maggots. Do you know any, how many gay women, lesbian people do you know? Jeez, that was a heavy sigh.
I don't even know. Do you like know? Acquaintance or like close friends?
Both, whatever.
I don't know. I probably know of a few off of acquaintances, I would imagine.
Do you know any well enough to know whether they're left-handed or not?
No.
I guess I should have said, do you know any left-handed lesbians?
No.
Because a study shows that if you're left-handed, increases your chance of being gay by 90% for women.
Really? 90%?
That's what it's saying. And 34% for men.
It's weird.
It is weird.
Well, that's because you have the creative art side, right?
Is that what the left hand thing is?
Yeah, right?
Are you left handed?
Yeah.
You gay? Are you gay? Yeah. I think I might
be gay.
I'm gay
arts. Gay. I'd never thought about it before, but now that you say that, I think I might be.
I think I might be gay.
Yeah.
Only
because I'm left handed.
Right. There's a 34% chance that you might be gay.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
And I like the gang rape ducks.
Oh, now that's the best.
Mm-hmm.
That's bestiality at its finest.
How would you even do that?
I don't know. Why would you rub urine on your skin to treat cuts and burns?
Well, that helps, right?
That's what the Aztecs used to do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, we used to think that salt was bad, and we used to think eggs are bad.
Who's we, the Aztecs? Are you an Aztec?
I think just everybody, just as a whole society, they used to say bacon's bad, and what has that been proven? It's not.
Huh.
Because people that live a long time, they say, I add a lot of olive oil and a lot of bacon. And remember, we discussed that because it just gets everything out of your system, it just evacuates your system.
Yeah.
So how can you really?
Big time.
Bacon.
Speaking of bestiality, did you know the best-selling animal inflatable sex doll aimed at humans is a sheep?
Yeah, well, that's the one I know of.
I didn't even know that they had others.
Yeah, I didn't either. I thought it was just the sheep for the parties, right?
Is it a party when you have a sheep doll, Dustin?
It's a novelty, right?
I don't know. Is it?
Yeah, you blow it up.
You blow a sheep?
Yeah.
Dude. Mm-hmm.
Well, where do you think the fucking air nozzle is on the thing?
That gives a whole new meaning to left-hand path. I'm going to have to take inventory of all my left-hand friends.
Yeah, you should.
Oh, man. I didn't know they had sheep dolls. I seriously didn't.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you have 10 friends that are women and gay... No, if you have 10 friends who are women and left-handed, 9 of them are gay, right?
Yeah, that's what survey says.
Mm-hmm.
Just ask Steve Harvey. He just started his 4th season of Family Feud.
You know, as much as I
love... Do you like him or not?
The old Richard Dawson, I mean, fucking Steve Harvey is pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, mostly because I think the topics are a little more advanced than they used to be as far as, like, innuendo style.
Oh, big time.
And I think that plays into Steve Harvey's deadpan look. Because he loves giving the deadpan look.
At the camera, yeah.
Yeah, when somebody gives, like, says, penis. We love it.
Well.
I never.
All righty, then. We know what you're coming from there, Mrs. Jones.
Or sometimes he'll just, like, almost flounder off into the audience.
And then he'll go, can I see... penis! Oh, now see? That was a good answer. And you got penis on your brain, lady.
I know. What are you thinking? We all know what's on your mind.
All right, next. Name something you find in a man's pants pocket. keys?
Yeah.
See, now she knows what's up. How often do you find a man's penis in your pants pocket?
Yeah.
Jesus, Mrs.
That's dumb.
You ever see many?
That's gum.
You ever see any many Asians on that show?
No.
You ever notice that? A lot of black folks and a lot of white folks. No, really, in betweeners.
You know what the fun ones are that they usually do are like they'll do the WWF wrestlers versus the soap opera ladies.
Let me tell you something, sister.
Yeah.
Top 10 surveys.
Which is funny because they're kind of both soap operas for men and women.
Exactly.
I never understood why they put those two together, but now it makes perfect sense. It works. It works because they all have their own little characters and storylines.
That's right.
And I don't know what's been going on. I watch Hulu. I don't know if a lot of soap operas are moving over there or if they have some new content that they're moving over there or what, but I'm starting to see more and more. I'm not watching them or looking into them. I just see, episode 3 of One Life to Live. That can't, what?
No. 3 million, maybe. No, so, last year I heard that, All My Children and General Hospital are two of those, One Life to Live. I know All My Children was one of them, or it was supposed to be ending after 35 years, Mm-hmm. And then it doesn't end.
And then these soap stars die.
Then just last week I heard that One Life to Live and All My Children are cut to 2 episodes a week now. So maybe they're just kind of, ramping down to let people down, okay, we've had 5 episodes a week for 35, 40, 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're just going to get 2 episodes and then boom, nothing. They're just weaning them off.
Anybody has a tape or something, an edit of just one of the storylines of the thing, right?
Of the 35 years?
Yeah, because it's just one of the storylines. No, because it's only 2 minutes every episode, right? Because they show a 30-second clip and then they shoot to another storyline, then they shoot to another storyline.
Yeah, I haven't watched it since I was a kid.
Just how soaps are. There's 30 different stories, interweaving. They only show 1 minute a day.
Yeah, sometimes each story. You have to wait a week, and it's just
Yeah, and so if you did for 35 years, it would be 4 hours. Just that whole one storyline.
Right, right.
And then you can know what the fuck's going on rather than wait 30 years to find out if that guy's going to come out of the goddamn coma.
Oh, it wasn't him, though. It was his twin brother that they didn't know about. And then he died, but then he wasn't really dead because he faked his death.
Yeah, and he's living out on some island somewhere, and now he's just come back, and he looks like that one guy. That one guy. He was him the whole time. Blah!
What, was he wearing a mask, or did he have plastic surgery? Know.
Sorry, we're cutting the show before we tell you.
Full McCartney. Next week on 2 Lives to Fuck. Just made that up. All right, so we might as well do this now before I forget. Let's see what happened here. We're going to an interview that I did with Hubot Roman. Excuse me, he is a robot, though. I knew when he called in that he wasn't a human.
What was the first clue?
His voice.
Oh, okay.
He sounds like
isn't that kind of, you're profiling.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
No one can I can't even talk like that much of a robot, but whatever. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm racist against bots. I don't know. But so yeah, we're going to cut away. You guys check this out. This is me interviewing Hubot Roman. I can't even say his name. And needless to say, the interview gets cut short and he storms out. So check this out. All right. So we're doing our first out of the studio interview today. Had a caller on the show back a couple seasons ago. Hubot Roman called into the hotline and said that he wanted an interview. I got back a hold of him and he wasn't able to make it to the Tagcast studios. So we did this interview here at my house. So we'd like to welcome you, Hubot Roman, to the show. Thanks for coming on. How's things been for you since you called our hotline?
Things have been pretty decent. I appreciate you having me on. I'm a big fan of podcasts, but the Tagcast podcast is my favorite.
Well, thanks for the kind words, Mr. Roman. Should I call you Mr. Roman or Hubot, or do you prefer something else?
Hubot is fine.
Well, alrighty then. Hubot it is. So, tell me, Hubot, where are you originally from?
I was created by a guy in Poughkeepsie, New York, in the year 2000.
Yeah, nice Conan reference there, buddy. So, for our listeners that don't know, what exactly do you consider yourself to be? Because you look like a human, but you obviously are not.
I'm the closest adaptation of a droid made to look and sound like a human. Unfortunately, my creator had nothing but a broken speak and spell to use for my voice box. Pretty fucking lame, if you ask me. Oh, can we use profanity on this show?
Of course. I thought you were a constant listener.
I am. I was making a joke. This is a comedy show, right?
Yeah, Hubert, yes, it is. Okay, then. What do you think about the fact that your creator used a broken speaking spell for your voice box?
Pretty fucking lame.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking lame.
Yeah, that's what you said. Okay, so that's understandable. It's probably pretty hard to convince someone that you aren't a robot. Like, when you called in on the hotline, we could tell right away that you weren't human, which was part of the allure of having you on the show. You know, you are our first interview with a droid.
I feel privileged to be a part of the TechCast podcast. Thanks again for having me.
Not a problem, not a problem at all. Let's get back to a few more details about yourself. So you are a droid, but that's kind of a broad term. What are you really?
Technically, at first, I was an XQJ-37, nuclear-powered, pansexual, rotope looker. But after a year, I started to develop feelings and emotions. That's when I realized I didn't really enjoy being a pansexual rotope looker. I don't think my creator ever imagined that I would develop so many human traits.
Wow. So, what did you say when you finally decided that you'd had enough of the pluking?
I remember the night, as if it was last night. My exact words were, "Pluking too hard. Pluking too hard. Pluking too hard on me."
Damn. Okay, so for our listeners who aren't familiar with an XQJ-37 nuclear-powered pansexual rotopluger, maybe you could enlighten them?
Well, I know a lot of your listeners are familiar with the Frank Zappa album called Joe's Garage, right?
How do you know this, Hubert?
I know this because of your other podcast, the Zappa TechCast, which recently covered that album. During the saga of Joe's Garage, Joe hooks up with an XQJ-37 on the track Cyborg.
Yep.
In the song, Joe destroys the unit, which was government-owned, by plucking the shit out of it.
Ew.
And he had to pay for it, too.
So, you're basically saying that your creator was a fan of Joe's Garage with the intelligence and the resources to replicate an XQJ-37, therefore making you to be his own personal pluke toy.
Yes, basically. But like I said, he had no idea I was going to have so many human characteristics.
So that makes it okay?
What makes it okay is that, when I voiced my concerns, he immediately converted me to an XQJ-41, a sexual self-plucker.
So?
That proved to me that he cared. Even though he had no further use for me, he still took care of me. Charged me regularly, even routinely performed maintenance on me.
What sort of maintenance was required?
Well, once a week he would lube my auto-plucker and monthly he would remove and clean it.
Are you sure that that maintenance
what
was...
What are you getting at, Terry?
Well, I was just saying that if he originally created you to fulfill his needs of sexual gratification, what makes you think that he would just stop when you asked him or whatever? I mean, did you think that he might be taking advantage of you while he's lubing your pluker? Or even more so, while he's removing it and cleaning it?
I don't like where this is going.
Where is it going, Hubert?
I came on here to have a good time, maybe talk some shit, crazy Floridians, celebrity deaths, maybe find out what is in Hans's CD player. But, no. Now you've steered the conversation towards subject matter that I consider way too personal and totally inappropriate for this interview.
Dude, seriously? I'm sorry that you feel that way, Mr. Roman. I'd like to tell you a little something about the Nile. It's not just a river in Egypt. How can you kid yourself into believing that your master isn't still fucking you silly? I mean, come on, Hubert. Who are you trying to fool? You don't think our entire audience is made up of robots, do you?
He is not my master. He is my creator. And I'm not a robot. I'm a droid.
Yeah, a droid that doesn't avoid the Noid. The Noid being a creator that can't stop pluking you. And you didn't ever really answer my question.
I don't have to put up with this nonsense. I was clearly delusional, so thinking this would be a good idea.
It's clearly obvious that you're a robot that was programmed by a fucking freak that likes to fuck robots, meaning that you have absolutely no human characteristics whatsoever. Also proving that you, a.k.a. your creator, simply programmed you to clear his name by sending you on a national podcast. Hubert, did you know that we're heard in over 87 countries?
I did not know that, and furthermore, I do not fucking care.
Well,
the TagCast podcast, which I will now refer to as the FagCast,
just lost
a constant listener. Hope you are happy, fucker. I'm out of here. Tell Gatch I said hello.
All right, I will, and I guess thanks for being on the show, Hubert. It was, interesting, I guess.
You are not welcome. And as the Iron Sheik would say on Twitter, how about you and Gatch go fuck yourselves?
Dude, seriously?
Dicks.
Oh, we're dicks. And then you're just gonna walk away. Alright. Alright. Okay, well, I guess that brings an end to our first interview that was not conducted in the TagCast studios. Unfortunately, it didn't end that well. I guess back to Dustin and Terry in the studio. See what I mean? He storms to the door and
that's some crazy stuff, man. That guy, I don't know what to think about that guy.
Well, he had some good points, but I just felt like sticking it to him because I knew he wasn't human, and he was trying to stick up for his creator like his creator wasn't some fucking low-life grease bag that he is. So thanks for that. Maybe he'll change his mind and tune back into the show. Yeah. It's funny, at the end he said, tell Dustin I said hi, and I said, yeah, I will. Thanks for being on the show. And then he called us. He told, you heard it.
Yeah.
He said, be like the Iron Sheik and go fuck yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of classic, though. So if you'd like to be on the show, call our hotline. It's 541-791-6824. And you can call drunk dial in the middle of the night. You can call in the day. You can call anytime. Call up and request an interview. We'll do a phone interview. Or you can come to the TagCast Studios, which is located in beautiful Albany, Oregon. And
I've never heard anybody call it beautiful before.
I love Oregon. You've never
Albany.
Oh, Albany.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's just as beautiful. I mean, look outside. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I just never heard. I'm not saying that it isn't. I'm just saying I've never heard that adjective with it.
You can look certain places and see non-beautiful things.
Sure. Well, it's all in what you want to see.
And it's used to smell not so beautiful, but I think things are turning around for Albany.
That still is a lingering stereotype. Other than the stereotypes.
That Albany stinks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's a good thing to just say. It's a good thing that we don't stink anymore because we unemployed all those people.
Yeah, and burnt down their building. Or demolished the building.
Yeah. So, whatever. Yeah, whatever that small little town over there was built around. That we're just gonna take that away, but you know, I mean, we don't stink anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't smell like.
I'm not that vested into it. I was pretty used to it. I mean, you don't smell it when you're in there, but I remember as a kid driving by and going, "Jesus!"
You'd roll down your window to get away from the smell, and it would just intensify as it came through your window into your face.
Yeah,
I don't use this joke much anymore, but I think I probably will. Bring it back. The Albany doesn't smell like ass anymore. It smells like meth and Four Loko. But zing thou.
Do you spend a lot of money on skincare and cosmetics for yourself?
What is that?
This one, it's a woodpecker.
I think someone's at the door.
Oh,
didn't you hear that?
Is that Hubot?
I think it is. He's fucking pissed.
Damn it, him and that satellite radio who can pick up any microphone.
I know. What were you going to ask me? Sorry for that.
Oh, I was asking if you spent a lot of money on grooming and cosmetics.
Just
skincare and cosmetics.
Not skincare, just shampoo conditioner.
It's not cosmetics, though.
No, it's in the cosmetics aisle, kind of.
Yeah, maybe it's hair care. Hair care.
Okay, I spend money on hair care and just like shaving cream.
All right. Well, man, since 1997, what is that? 16 years.
Yeah.
Double they spend on cosmetics and skincare products.
Men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Used to be 2.4 million. Now it's billion. Now it's 5 billion.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I think
a lot
these
of
people...
it is. yeah, you can see the cosmetic lines, androgynous packaging, grooming blogs, and then, you know, you got people doing powders and concealers and...
idiots.
Yeah.
Maybe when
Here's
I get...
a guy who wore makeup, famous guy who wore makeup, undefeated in battle, Alexander the Great.
Wow. Maybe when I get older, my crow's feet get a little more defined, I start getting more laugh lines on the side of my face, maybe I'll start trying to use some concealer to make myself look younger, but I'm still getting carded for cigarettes, all right? So,
well, as an, I could see as a big entertainer, say like Leonardo or
yeah.
Ben Affleck-o.
Flecko.
You know, I mean, his face is all covered in beard anyway.
Oh, so you know.
But when your face is your moneymaker, you know, you got to shake it.
Yeah, for sure.
Like the guys from Night at the Roxbury.
That spinoff movie that was about Ben F, it was called Bingo instead of Argo. it was called Bingo Fuck Yourself. But it was bleeped out. It was pretty funny. Ben, go fuck yourself. Mm. Hey, and before I forget, I think I forgot to mention today is hump day. Get out there, do some humping. And today being hump day means tomorrow is the helium thing. I've got a few tickets left. If you guys, I don't know what you can do. Hit up our Facebook page today. It's Wednesday. Tomorrow is Thursday. And if I run out of tickets, you can still get 2 for 1. If you call the box office and say, I want to see Terry Guile at Helium, they'll say, all right, 2 tickets for $10 instead of 1 ticket for $10. So hit me up. I'd like to get rid of all these tickets and have you people. Only stipulation is if you go and use my tickets, you have to vote for me.
Mm-mm.
I'm kidding, but I'm not. But yeah. You'd vote for me anyway. So I tag some of my...
Well, of course, if they're going to see you.
Tag some of my Portland friends, and only one of them responded, which was Nick Woos. He came last year.
Did you tag Josh Charay?
Oh, I forgot. I better tag him. Maybe he's listening. He always feels less.
I asked him if he wanted to come down today and be interviewed.
What'd he say? Working?
Working. You know who else I asked?
No.
Floyd.
Working?
He didn't respond.
Yeah.
You know who else I asked?
Lance?
Gary Dixon.
Oh, what'd he say? Nah, I don't like talking.
He said he's working.
And then what the fuck?
And then like 20 minutes later, I looked and it said it was his birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday yesterday. I mean, on Sunday, Gary.
Yeah.
You fucker. Thanks for coming on the show.
What the fuck working on your birthday?
I try to get Kyle and Gary to come on. We could have Peasweeg on the show.
Dude, that'd be awesome. Would they do an acoustic song?
Maybe. I would hope so. Maybe we could entice them here by, like, they both still drink, don't they, alcohol?
Were you a Quinton?
What do you mean, in the Quintons?
Yeah.
Just part-time. When Jake moved to Denver, I played their last show with them.
Okay. All right.
I wasn't a full-time Quinton.
Was that one of the recordings?
Yeah, Live at the Venetian.
You?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Terry F. Hetero.
Okay.
On the drums.
Because Jared gave me 3 recordings.
Yeah.
One is a live. There's a 96, 97, and then one is pretty live.
Yeah, the live one at the Venetian is recorded pretty well, actually. You can hear a lot of mistakes.
Yeah. Well, this is what I had. There's one on the 96 album.
Uh-huh.
The first song, Understanding. You know that song?
Yep. What about it?
At the very beginning of the tape, it has a crisp, clear drum line.
Oh, yeah.
That's Alice in Chains, right?
Yep.
All right.
Lance didn't like that. He thought that was shitty then. He may still. So he's making fun of Allison G.
Yeah. Because I was like, it plays like the first 3 or 4 beats on that one song. I mean, I can't think of the song, but I know the song.
It's No Excuses?
Yeah. And then I go under the other, and I'm like...
Sound quality is different.
The sound quality is definitely different, but you could think of, like, if you were, like, you had a mic maybe up to the snare or whatever, if is that the snare he's hitting?
On that intro?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of acoustic-y song.
Yeah.
Some toms and stuff, too, but yeah.
Yeah, and then it's,
So right.
And then I kept thinking, man, that sounds familiar. And then after, like, four times, I was like, ah, that's it.
Yep.
And then I kind of chuckled. And I didn't know I was going to ask Jared if
he also had other little snippets in between the songs.
Yeah.
Like,
because a lot of times, I don't know if there was just hard snippets on the in between songs.
Lance did that himself with a tape recorder.
Yeah. I didn't know if original recording device was, or if they had gone to, like, a friend's studio or something like that, or if it was mostly live recordings.
The demo was recorded by Hans in in Lance's garage over there on Lynn Street when him and Pat were neighbors.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He recorded it for Cheap Hooch.
Ah, nice.
A little bit of beer, I think, they gave Hans to record the demo. But he was getting frustrated with Stoked Brian because he, you know, couldn't nail his lines. It's like he used to have problems with that big time.
Mm-hmm.
It got better over the years, but that was early in his career.
Yeah, that's it. That would be probably my biggest thing if I was just a singer.
Just nailing the time to come in and stuff?
Yeah, because a lot of, you know, I mean, you got to think ahead.
Yeah.
You know, and somewhat, and then, you know, you get kind of spacey and stone. Next thing you know, you're thinking ahead. Oh, shit, I missed that.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Damn it.
You know, you can't be very second-guessative, right. I guess, in a situation like that.
Second-guessative?
Yeah.
Is that a word?
Or sometimes if I go and I'll, like, if I'm singing along to a song and then you come in early or something, you just stretch that, like, instead of a re, you go re until it does come in.
Yeah. That's exactly what I always do. Re, and then, bam, I nail it. Nailed it.
Yep.
So, yeah, I was thinking, I don't know. Everybody who does a podcast thinks, how can I increase my listener base? How can we get more
listeners?
That's
what I always think.
That's what everybody thinks. That's I saw a post from Libsyn.
Mm-hmm.
Said, what can I help you with on your podcast? What's your biggest concern? First three people, how can I widen my audience? I need a bigger fan base, bigger audience. I think it takes good guests. If you get top name guests, that helps draw people to it, but then you have to have the content as well.
Yeah.
Now, in order to get big time guests, you have to probably pay them.
Not necessarily. I mean, I heard Tom Topic, he got Bill Cosby.
Well, yeah, but that was a real short interview.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as like gaining listenership, all that matters is the name.
Now, I thought maybe interview with a robot might help, but I doubt it. But no, in order to get the bigger names, and even to get like Peace
Certainly.
League or something.
I know what you're
here,
talking about, yeah.
Maybe we could lure them here with this Iron Maiden. Have you heard of Iron Maiden beer? They have their own beer.
Mm.
But in Stockholm, Sweden, they're pulling the plug on the beer because it has a skull on the label. Mm. Is that stupid?
Yeah. Sweden's a very socialist kind of area, though, isn't
it? Yeah, they say the band's beer labels don't meet the specifications for how beer can look. Huh. It's not even the beer. Go ahead.
They pay like 70% in taxes over there.
Huh. Well, it says that they had a discussion and the alcohol law stipulates how it can look, and therefore they don't yet know when it can be launched. The skull label was taken from the group's 83 hit single, The Trooper. And it isn't the first time that liquor regulators prevented a product sale over labeling concerns. A Danish brewery had its beer pulled over the depiction of a topless woman back in December. And the brewery has made the changes to the label before it could sell the beer in Sweden. So I thought that the Swedes were more, I guess not. I guess I just never knew. They're kind of like, what'd you call it? Like, they're real conservative or socialists or what are they?
Well, I think it's Sweden that has like a 70% real community based, I guess. I don't know. They have like a hugely high rate of taxes, but like free healthcare and free education and all that. And a lot of their I think they're known for high education and like computers and
being
and,
smart
and engineering, that kind of products. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm just taking a smack guess at what is what I'm thinking there.
A smack guess?
Yeah, it sounds about right from prior research. You know, sometimes, you know, you look things up and you know, and then you regurgitate it and you get about half right, and you get about half in the bird's mouth and half of it on the ground.
And then if you don't get enough in there,
then you just keep spewing and then until the mouth is full.
No, then the bird dies.
Oh. Man.
Sorry to
remind you. It was stiff little legs just sticking up.
Did you try to give him mouth to mouth or anything? Or?
No, they were what do you call that?
Dead birds.
Rigor mortis.
Dead birds in my fucking bedroom.
Yeah, they looked all nice and snug in there, but they didn't look like they were sleeping.
They wanted to sleep forever.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know what was going on. Hans, you want a stuffed bird?
Yeah, we'll give you two.
Yep.
For the price of one.
You could put it on a stick and sell it at the Dairy Mart in that container.
On a stick?
Why don't they sell those like little robins on a stick?
That's gross, dude.
Why?
I don't know. Are they cooked?
Yeah, you'd cook them. You'd feather them and you'd gut them and everything, and then you'd put it on a stick and you'd cook it in the little rotisserie thing.
It's a bit gamey, brah.
Yeah. Of course it's going to taste like game. It's a wild animal.
Well, that's what you said about something else we were talking about
Ducks.
Earlier. Duck, look, something's coming.
Yep. Goose.
Oh, yeah, that's a... Maybe when I have John, former Tape News, on the show, he can sing his song. It's a hit single. It's called My Horse Buck.
All right.
And he goes, and when I sing that, people think that I'm mis-saying and not using the plural word of bucks, but he said my horse was named Buck. And he bucked. My horse Buck was the best horse I ever had. My horse Buck, he hated my brother and my dad. It's a good song, actually.
Did he have a horse buckle? A belt buckle?
Nope, but he had a horse named Buck. And he didn't give a fuck. No, I don't know. But anyway, what's in Hans' CD player today, Wednesday? I like you today, Hans, because you're talking my kind of language right now, because I was just listening to these guys as well about a week ago. The Accused, More Fun Than an Open Casket Funeral, featuring such hits as Halo of Flies and their cover of Devil Woman. I think Scotty's on that. Bethany Home. Just a great album. I love it. Love you, Hans. Thanks for listening to something I can associate with and not fucking go, who's that band? I've never heard of them before. Durka Durka.
Hey, thanks, Hans, for giving me a shout out on the Tom Topics last week. He said he really enjoyed that shiz.
Hey, when are you going to come on Tom Topics? Hans?
June 2nd.
Oh, cool. Cool. He's in for the whole thing. So, yeah, oddly enough, I guess it wasn't The Accused I was listening to, but look at my list right here. Not even making this up. Toe Tag, World of Lies, 2008 split CD.
Nice. I remember that.
That was on one
I
of my...
I remember you listening to that.
Yep, and then I put it back in because it was so dang good.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's that. That's what we've been listening to, and I don't know what Dustin's been listening to, the voices in his bird head.
I've been listening to... What did I listen to?
Did you watch some TV instead?
No, I tried listening to that Stephen King
story
the other day.
Oh, yeah, he's listening to books.
But I couldn't pay attention.
Motherfucker!
Yeah.
Was he yelling motherfucker when he said that?
No, but he was very firm in his voice. It wasn't motherfucker, it was the motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, he is the motherfucker.
Yeah, and so it was definitely a character's name and not like just a word when you heard it. Yeah. You know, it stood out. But I tried. That story's just over 2 hours long.
Really?
Yeah. And
it's a short book, but I guess when you're reading it, it's going to take a long time. So, like, I'm reading another one now called The Mute, where this guy, I haven't got very far into it, but he picked up
in that same book?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Because I saw that in there. I got the audio version. I'm going to listen to it and see how I finish before you.
Dude, do it, because he picks up a hitchhiker who can't hear or talk. which obviously he's a mute.
And so man. Weird. Okay. Does he get all mad? And I'm like, why you ain't talking to me, boy?
I don't know yet, but.
Brah.
See if this would do better for you if you got your audiobook and you turned it on and it went. Curtis Johnson rode his bike 5 miles every morning. He had stopped for a while after Betsy died, but found that without his morning exercise, he was sadder than ever.
I've heard that part.
That's the very beginning.
Yeah.
So he took it up again. The only difference was that he stopped wearing his bike helmet. He rode 2.5 miles down Gulf Boulevard, then turned around and rode back.
Yeah, that motherfucker.
And the
He's
motherfucker,
not the motherfucker.
The motherfucker was sly.
So, that wasn't the motherfucker, though, right?
No, that was the guy that was talking about the motherfucker.
Yeah, the motherfucker's a different guy.
Yeah, because he gets to that, he's like, usually he would turn right towards the stub end of Gulf Boulevard, toward the motherfucker's house.
You ever think about doing that, just like reading out loud into a microphone and doing your own book on tape of Stephen King stuff?
Yeah, I could do that. And that's like I was talking on Monday about my new podcast idea is just me telling stories, which is basically going to be an audiobook of my life.
What if you do like a Stephen King, you read an entire book, but you couldn't release it that way?
Why? I just
because
gave it to
it
my
would
friends.
Be rights.
Like, so like,
No, you want to release it publicly, but instead you jumble all the sentences.
Eh, I don't know about that. I think I would. This is just for my friends who don't like to read, and I really want to share the story with them.
Yeah.
But I don't want to sit there and read them, so I just record it and say, "Well, if you'd like to borrow the book, I've recorded it on MP3 for you."
Yeah.
It's called Ayana. I didn't think I would ever tell this story. My wife told me not to. She said no one would believe it, and I'd only embarrass myself. What she meant, of course, was that it would embarrass her. What about Ralph and Trudy, I asked her. They were there. They saw it, too.
Speaking of wives,
That's the first paragraph.
Have you ever committed Netflix adultery?
Yes. If I understand what that means. I've watched a movie on Crackle.
No.
What's Netflix adultery?
This is where...
You fuck a bitch off the show?
No. This is Netflix. A study found that half or would commit Netflix adultery.
What is Netflix adultery?
That's when you secretly watch a video on Netflix you are supposed to be waiting to watch together with your significant other.
Now, see, that doesn't apply to me anymore because my wife has lost her passion for watching movies. She just wants to watch television shows. She won't go to the movies. I've asked her several times, hey, this movie just came on Netflix. The last movie we watched together was that Mike Birbiglia movie, which we enjoyed it. Of course, I did watch it before her, but I told her that I'd watched it. So it's kind of like a movie adultery, Netflix
Sometimes
adultery.
Sometimes people just aren't into movies for a period of time.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it's one of those things you kind of go in and out of. I don't know.
It kind
of
sucks, man.
Yeah.
I enjoy watching movies, and I kind of like to watch them with my wife, but I asked her to watch Django with me the 4 times I watched it in 2 days, and she's like, I'm really not interested. I said, but it's Quentin Tarantino. It says nigger 84 million times. She's like, I don't really care. I was like, well, fine. Don't care, but go don't care somewhere else because I like movies. You want to watch The Shining tonight?
Mm-hmm.
I've already seen that 17 times. So what? It's still good.
Yeah. 22% of people admitted that they watched it in bed while their loved ones was asleep next to them.
Ooh, that's being bold is what that's being.
Yeah. I mean, you know, your significant other's going to wake up and you're sitting there watching The Office finale that you're supposed to be watching with her.
Yeah. Okay.
Next thing
fine.
You know, you're watching it from the couch,
that's
buddy.
Right. D-I-V-O-R-C-E is what I'm talking about. Hey, I don't know if I mentioned it today on Wednesday's show. I probably did, but I'm going to mention it again and I'll probably even mention it in the plugs. But tomorrow. Oh, yeah. I already talked about it. Whew. Don't forget to come see me at Helium tomorrow. I want to get into the semifinals so I can lose there instead. I just want to make it to the semifinals, you guys.
Yeah.
I worked out my set. It's exactly 6 minutes. I'm going to kill. And
wow.
If you guys don't laugh, I have a gun and I will literally kill. And you'll see on the headlines. Local comedian Terry Guile kills at Helium.
Mm-hmm.
They'll go, I wonder if he just did really well or if he actually murdered a bunch of people. He murdered them with his fucking laughter medicine. He said, here, take this. And they went, fake laugh bullshit.
What if, you know, you could do a comedy trio thing, right?
What's that mean?
What you do is you get...
Dude, comedy don't grow on trees. I don't know what you're talking about.
You get into the Marin thing where you got the dad who's in the motor home, and then you on the street, and then your friend or yourself who like does the little show like Kindler did.
Yeah, yeah.
And that'll be your traveling show.
You know what other epiphany I came up with earlier?
You could play any neighborhood.
Yes, for sure.
People.
And what I came up with was, since I got that fucking camper and stuff now, I got that extra quarter. I had take it on the road and interview people on the road.
Yeah.
And the way that came to me was, I was thinking, yeah, country fair is coming up. That's going to be fun. Wait a minute. I'll have plugins in the thing because we got a battery and it's a camper.
Yeah.
It's like, I can interview people from the country fair for the podcast. I'll come back with a bunch of interviews. I'll have Jimmy Lauderdale on there. I'll have Pierre
McCormick. Some extra rechargeable batteries, if you want.
Yeah, I got a couple as well, and
you
can, I got the,
you know,
I got the,
I think
I got
you
the
want
thing.
One of those microphones to like walk around.
Oh, I'm going to bring my whole thing, and I'll have two. I'll set it up in my camper and have it set around the table like we're doing right now.
Bam!
Say, come on into the Tagcast Mobile Studios.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to sit down here and talk to 87 countries. Can you believe that? What do you want to talk about?
Whee.
You want to talk about the OECF?
Yeah.
2013. All right, come here, Papa Bear. What's your name? Oh, hi,
Papa Bear.
Hey, hi, young lady. Would you like to talk to me? What are those painted on your breasts? I see. I could even take a single mic.
Yeah,
with
let
an
me
adapter.
Take a picture because I gotta put a picture up of all the people that I interview
on my video podcast. It's not a video podcast.
Yeah, I'll take it from the neck down so they can't tell who you are.
I know that the Wow Hall booth would probably let the KLCC Wow Hall booth would let me hang out in front there because a couple of my friends work there, and people come there for it's like an info booth, and I could just have the recorder with one mic plugged directly into it. And be like that dude and say, hi, how are you doing today? What's your name? Jim Farner. Jim Farner? That sounds like a made-up name. Well, I'm kind of
how
hot.
Would a lapel mic do in that?
You'd have to like go like this probably.
Yeah, or else you just get like your hair wrestling against it.
I want to dress a mic up to where it's like way, like, I don't know, take the cord straight down and then like wrap it with a cone to, so it looks like one of those long mic. You could make one of those like.
Dude, what you should do is you should take it and put the mic inside a rubber chicken. So you're like waving a rubber chicken in somebody's face.
And nobody's going to think, could you please talk into the chicken, please? And they're like, this guy's not recording me. He's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Here we are from the Tagcast podcast on location. Do you know what a podcast is? Like, you want me to talk into the chicken? Yeah, talk into the chicken, please.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I saw that show called Marin a couple times, but I...
Yeah!
Is that a podcast? And it's like that lady from the bar in Eugene. She's like, I know what podcasts are. I watch them on Comedy Central all the time. Okay. All right. Well, you're going to be on our Comedy Central podcast right now here live at the Oregon Country Fair. Please talk into the chicken. All right. Don't forget, because if you don't talk into the chicken, we're not going to pick you up. I've got the headphones. You don't. So, yeah, that'll be fun. I'm going to do that because you can't have cameras, but they don't say anything about recording devices.
Yeah, and, you know, all you'd have is a chicken anyway.
Well, plus, or I could do both. I could have a chicken for one mic, and then I could get, like, one of those long, like, industrial-sized cardboard rolls from the middle of, like, a saran wrap thing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Stick the mic in there and then taper it down, and it'd look like a super long, like, hi, how you doing?
Or just a PVC pipe.
Talking to the chicken, please. Yeah, but I'd want to dress it up and make it look like snazzy colors, maybe tape some fucking, not glow sticks, because glow sticks are now officially banned from the Oregon Country Fair.
What?
I know, huh?
How could they even?
Because there's too much mess and everybody leaves them, and a lot of times they break them and the stuff gets out and it's toxic.
Yeah, it kills the grass and shit.
Probably. It probably doesn't do anything, but you know how those hippies are. They're like, oh, yeah. We can't get any chemicals on our...
How many they probably find a lot of balloons, too, right?
Dude, we used to sell... Well, I don't know about the balloons. We used to sell so many glow sticks. Like, you could buy hundreds at the dollar store for super cheap and then sell them for like $2-3 a piece. Just make a killing. Like, you buy a 5-pack for a dollar...
Mm-hmm.
And then you sell them for a dollar a piece. You're making 500% profit.
Wow. So what are you going to do now for your extra?
Well, that was actually my daughter that was doing that. I don't got time to stand around selling glow sticks, but I don't know. I'll probably just sell spots on the Tagcast. You want to be on my podcast? $20.
Yeah.
Get you on there.
Yeah.
If you have a business you want to plug, you will be heard in 87 countries.
Yeah.
All at the same time, downloaded by 5 million people. 5 million. We have 5 million listeners in our virtual podcast. Do you know what a podcast is? Probably you don't know how it works, but what it is you have a virtual audience starting of 5 million, and then the actual listeners might be a little bit lower. But for advertising purposes, just know that you're reaching a virtual 5 million.
It could be.
Virtual.
You never know how many people are going to start listening when.
You never know. We could end up being number 8 on iTunes. You never know. Never know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shit, we better get out of here.
Isn't that an NPR show?
You never know. Probably. If it's not.
How long when he goes, why don't you guys start a podcast? Yeah, that's the answer.
Yeah, Dov Davidov. Do you know that guy?
Uh-oh.
Do you recognize him?
It's
he was the guy.
Familiar.
He's funny. He's on Chelsea sometimes, but he's got a Comedy Central Presents, and he's been on a couple other. He's funny. I think he's funny. Oh, sorry. All right, so you guys, thanks for listening. We love our listeners. Tell your friends. Tell your friends listen to the Tagcast podcast. We want to broaden our listening base.
And then tell your friends to tell their friends.
And then they'll tell two friends. And then they'll tell two friends. And
it's a Ponzi scheme.
It is. There's some people in my town that are going to prison for that kind of shit.
Yeah, I got invited to a pyramid scheme the other day. And I signed up and then realized what it was. And then I told them.
Like,
what
I'm
are you
not,
doing?
I'm not into Egypt shit, man.
Yeah. I'm like, I hope you're not buying this stuff, buddy.
Right. Hey, you want to buy some fish oil pills?
All I need is 5 people to sign up for this site that's selling something that they just don't tell you what it is.
It's pills. It'll give you a boner for 72 hours.
It's on something online. Social. They'll help you reach a bunch of people.
You got to get some lead in your pencil.
All right.
Just take 3 of these.
Rock on!
And hump. Hey, all you taggots. What's happening? I'm going to tell you, you're going to go do it. And you're going to like it. May 26th, Moss Generator and Sick Man, Alice in Chains tribute band at the Black Forest in Eugene. It's a free show. It starts at 10 p.m. to 21 and over. You have to have ID to get in there. May 28th, it's Bolt Thrower, Benediction, and Hellshock at the Star Theater up in Portland. It's going to be a great show. May 31st, it's Uznia, Bellwitch, Norska, and Bastard Feast at the Ash Street Saloon in Portland. That's on Ash Street in Portland. It's probably going to be like $5 or $8 at the door. Also that night, if you're not into doom metal, you're sick in the head, but... maybe you'd rather go see Fear Factory, Hate Eternal, Cobra, and The Lotus at the Hawthorne Theater. That's the same night, May 31st, also in Portland. Tickets are probably like 3 times as much as that last show, so count your dollars and go see Norska. June 1st, Lamb of God, Decapitated in Terror at the Roseland Theater up in Portland. June 2nd, a great metal show coming to the Black Forest in Eugene with Omnility, Necryptic, Compulsive Slasher, and Inanimate Existence. God, do you make these names so hard to say? That's a free show, too. A couple other bands in there. I don't recall what they are, but it's a free show, 21 and over. It starts at 9 p.m. June 4th, Intronaut, Scale the Summit, Earth to Ashes, The Odious, and Never Awake at Hawthorne Theater, and you can win tickets to that show by listening to the Sick Daddy Radio show at sickdaddyradio.com. Listen in, and you'll have your chance to win.
Yeah.
June 8th, Alvin Palooza. Number 2, fundraiser for local scholarship. Good music for a good cause out at the Riverside Community Center put on by Dave Wilson and the Willamette Valley Local Music, whatever.
I always forget what it is, but there's a lot of bands playing, like Strange Dichotomy, The Milestoners, Apophis Theory, American Roulette, Ed to Shred, Bikini, and some dude named Kevin Smith. The Kevin Smith? No, I don't know. That's an all-day thing. Probably starts at like 2 o'clock. $10 at the door, but it goes to a good cause. Also that night, if you're not in Albany and you happen to be in Portland, you should go see World of Lies with Necryptic, Damage Overdose, and Hyborian Rage at Katie O'Brien's. That's in Portland. Check on the internet for details on that. Tracy Morgan's going to be at the Newmark Theater up in Portland. He's a funny, funny black man.
He was also on Barbara Walters the other night. Go and check that ad online.
Yeah. And after you watch that, you can go up there June 13th and watch Tracy live. June 14th, I'll be...
I got no business in here being interviewed by Bobo Waffles.
That's right. June 14th, I'll be performing Pantsless at the Pantsless Comedy Show with Mike McGowan hosting.
Is that a real thing?
It's a real thing, but we'll see. You got to come out if you want to see me with no pants on. I'll be telling jokes and swinging things around. June 20th, Pauly Shore at the Wow Hall. June 21st, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Bad Company at Sleep Country Amphitheater in Portland. We got the Rockstar Mayhem Festival, which might possibly have a 30-pound test on the bill. Haven't heard the results yet. But if so, they'll be playing with Rob Zombie, Mastodon, Amon Amarth, and many, many more up there at the White River Amphitheater in Auburn, Washington. July 18th, it's Black Flag without Henry Rollins, with Good For You and Piggy at the Hawthorne Theater. Another show just added, August 24th, Black Sabbath at the Gorge Amphitheater. We'll have details on that coming up. It's the day before my birthday, but I'm not going to go. Thanks for listening, you guys. Go out and do something fun. It'll be fun. And when you get home, you can listen to more of the Tagcast podcast or Dudes Chillin', because that's what we do around here. We're chillin'. Thanks for listening, you guys. Rock on. And...